Hello and welcome to Engage with the Bible. It's good to have you with us. Our text today is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 20, and we're reading verses 14 to 19.
Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel, son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph. As he stood in the assembly, he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours but God's. Tomorrow march down against them. They will be climbing up by the pass of Ziz, and you will find them at the end of the gorge in the desert of Jeruel. You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." Jehoshaphat bowed with his face to the ground, and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem fell down in worship before the Lord. Then some Levites from the Kohathites and Korahites stood up and praised the Lord, the God of Israel, with very loud voice.
Our focus is on verse 17. You will not have to fight this battle. The reason for this statement is because a moment earlier the Lord had declared the battle to be his. Nevertheless, the people of Judah had their part to play. They had to still go out, take up their positions, and stand firm, demonstrating their trust and confidence in the Lord. Then they experienced God's amazing deliverance from their enemies. It's well worth checking out. It's a challenge and encouragement for us all, both in the big and smaller battles that we face. Whilst the Lord will fight for us, we need to go out and stand firm and declare our trust in the Lord, in both word and deed. It's not always easy, especially when the odds are stacked against us, as with Jehoshaphat. But when we do, we will know Christ's deliverance, often in an unexpected way, just like the people of Judah did long ago. A prayer. Lord God, thank you that whatever battles I may face, I do not face them alone. Help me to trust in your protection and deliverance, especially when I cannot see the way ahead. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.